Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, a local heritage group says Petersfield's newly resurfaced high street is a missed opportunity. A pupil from Froxfield is off to Prague for ice dance tuition. Two Petersfield food outlets need major hygiene improvements. And spring means a big uptick in local events. We'll highlight some of the best when I bring you details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
A bill which would ban the next generation from ever being allowed to buy cigarettes has been introduced to Parliament. John Waldron is the Policy and Public Affairs Manager from Action on Smoking and Health and has been explaining the potential impacts.
This will be one of the most transformative public health interventions since smoke-free legislation. The government has published modelling estimating that it could eliminate smoking in under 30s by 2050 and prevent over 100,000 cases of stroke, heart disease, lung cancer, other lung diseases.
The tobacco and vapes bill would raise the age of nicotine sales by 1 year every year with the aim of stopping younger generations from ever taking it up in the first place. Six people have been arrested on suspicion of smuggling migrants from the UK to France in lorries. Dawn raids were carried out across London following intelligence from the National Crime Agency. The six are reportedly of Moroccan and Algerian nationality. Authorities are concerned about a prison in Wales where six inmates died in 3 weeks. An investigation into the deaths at HMP Park has been launched by the Prisons and Probation Ombudsman. We're being told that we're a step closer to exonerating wrongly convicted sub-postmasters. Thousands of branch managers at the post office were prosecuted because of a faulty IT programme called Horizon. Business Secretary Kemi Badenoch says the new law will clear all of their names. Northern leaders have criticised Avanti West Coast, saying it's falling beneath their expectations. Transport for the North has asked Secretary of State Mark Harper to terminate the operator's contract as soon as possible. And it was the Smiley Film Awards last night, celebrating films that shine a light on the work of charities. Stars have been making their way down the yellow carpet, where we sent our reporter Rachel Sweeney.
We need to give as much support and as much awards and thanks for the people that are, you know, that are going off and creating these amazing films and really bringing things into our homes.
That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm George Ike.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Stephen Martin at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Petersfield's newly resurfaced High Street is a missed opportunity. That's the view of a local heritage group. Petersfield Society says the pedestrian crossing points on the High Street have not been made obvious with a highlighted tarmac colour. Keith Hopper is a retired highways engineer.
I'm not happy about that. I really think there should be a different colour. It does just make drivers think that little bit, oh, should I be doing something different? And that is totally the whole point. I just know that the County Council's statement is, no, they can't afford to have all of this expensive material. I regret that, I really do. These small areas, these small special areas, I think would benefit.
And you can hear more from Keith at shineradio.uk. A Froxfield pupil is off to Prague for ice dance tuition. 9-year-old Serafina is a 2-time British ice skating champion. She's heading to the Czech Republic to continue her training. Now, would you like to hear from Serafina? I think we should.
I've been doing ice dancing since I was 3, and I've been doing free skating since I was 3, so I've done both. Then I've chose when I was 9 what I had to do, so I'm doing ice dance instead of free skate. I am striking for gold in the Olympics, but what I'm really striking for is to be a bit like... Wait, what is their name?
Oh, Scott and Tess.
They're my favourite. I want to be exactly like
them. They're from
them.
Canada.
Two Petersfield food outlets need major hygiene improvements. The Food Standards Agency has awarded scores of just 1 to 2 businesses operating in Petersfield. Julie Butler has the details.
Simply African Food sells produce in Petersfield Market. The agency says major improvement is needed to the way it manages food safely, while staff at Ramshill Subway outlet has also been told their food safety is not good enough either. There is better news for public health fans in Petersfield Town Centre, though. The Good Intent was rated 1 in a previous inspection. After improvements, the College Street pub has now been awarded 4 out of 5. Inspectors say its management of food safety is now very good and its general cleanliness is satisfactory. Among the local pubs with the highest rating of 5 are the Nest Hotel in Berriton, the Trooper at Froxfield and the Old Drum.
Now, spring means the number of local events is picking up. Chris Skinner is here now with a selection from the Shine Radio Events Guide.
Coming to Alton Assembly Rooms on Friday the 22nd of March is Amadeus, a play written by Peter Schaefer and starting at 7:30pm. Sunday the 24th of March is a spring-guided walk at Queen Elizabeth Country Park. The walks start at 9am or 1pm and last for 3 hours each. Tuesday the 26th of March at Petersfield Festival Hall is the new Savoy Cinema's showing of the film Fisherman's Friends, starting at 2:30pm. And on Thursday, 28th of March, is a charity quiz night at the Trooper in Froxfield, and this month their chosen charity is USH, Shine Radio. The quizzing action begins at 7:30pm. And you can see full details of many more events like these in our online events guide. It's at shineradio.uk.
Chris Skinner there.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning. This is Millie from the Shine Radio Weather Desk. Today, Petersfield is looking mostly mild, cloudy and dry. Temperatures are ranging from around 8 to 13 degrees, dropping to a minimum of 7 degrees overnight. There may be gusts up to 20 miles per hour this evening. Tides are highest at 9:22 this morning at 3.8 metres and lowest at 2:35 this afternoon. Tonight, the sun sets just after 6. Overall, tomorrow is looking cloudy with showers. Have a great day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
It's Vicky with today's travel update. Cook's Pond Road remains closed today with the divergence still in place there, and work continues on Station Road, so that is closed too. And there's also multi-way lights on Frenchman's Lane today. In Liss, Andersash Road has two-way lights in place, while South East Water carry out works, and the lane and slip road closures of the A3 continue tonight from 8pm. That's both directions from Bearlands. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.